So this is really our pre-podcast. I would call this episode zero. Episode zero. I've got all this all planned out. Just trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So that the overall goal of the series is building a world that works, regenerative solutions for individuals, communities, and humanity. So that's the overall goal of the podcast series. And I guess before we get started into the substance of it, we should introduce ourselves a little bit and say a little bit about why we're doing this, and just make sure that what we're doing is comprehensible and people can follow it and it makes sense and it sounds right and all of those things. I mean, obviously, we're not up to special effects yet, like intro music and special common introductions, but I'm not sure that that's really necessary for something like this.
Okay, well, why don't you introduce yourself?
So I'm Jonathan Cloud.
And CRCS.
So
maybe
I'm Jonathan Cloud, and the thing to know is this is my 71st birthday, so we're starting this series on my 71st birthday, and comes out of an idea that we've had for a long time and we've been kicking around, and it just seems the fastest and easiest way to get out in some recorded form the ideas and insights and concerns and issues that we have been talking about for many years now. As we go along, I'll tell a little bit more about my story.
The removing the silence.
But I did.
You took it off. Okay.
Right. So I'll talk a little bit about myself as we go along. But the important thing to do is to introduce CRCS, which is our nonprofit organization, formed in 2013 initially to lead the development of the PACE program in New Jersey, but also, even at the time, we had a broader vision, and that's why we called it the Center for Regenerative Community Solutions, because we really did have a sense that that was what we were up to, and kind of to our surprise and delight, this was accepted by our partners and directors. So we'll say a little bit more about them as well. But the goal of the Center for Regenerative Community Solutions is pretty much what it implies in its title, which is to come up with solutions for helping communities be more regenerative in their development. And specifically, the mission included things like educating communities about the impacts of climate change, and assisting them in developing strategies for dealing with the impacts of climate change and other, challenges that the 21st century faces. So those are the kinds of things we'll be talking about as we go along. So that's for me.
Do you want to give a couple of examples of what we mean by regenerative community solutions other than
Yes, well, we will get
we
will get into that absolutely and talk about these things, and we can talk about PACE as well. But why don't you introduce yourself and then we'll go into the.
My name is Victoria Zellin, and officially Victoria Zellin Cloud because we're married, and that's Zelin. But I go by Victoria Zellin professionally. So, are we going to do introductions of who we are now, or what's the
Let me give you some of the preamble to the podcast series, and then I think it'll be clearer about that. So in this series of podcasts, we're exploring what's working and what's not in our everyday lives and in the world, and looking at regenerative solutions for the challenges that individuals, communities, and humanity face in the early 21st century. So that's the overall theme of the thing. We're also committed to sharing our own vision of what's possible and making our contribution to the common good. Part of what we're proposing is an economics of our shared wealth in the global and local commons, thereby enabling us to restore the earth and create the kind of prosperity that Buckminster Fuller clearly saw was possible. Coming from that perspective, we want to discuss with each other and with occasional guests what it is going to take for humanity to get there and how we can model it in our own lives. So that's what I want to talk about. And I really request that you not try to multitask while we're doing this podcast, because it's hard to concentrate on one thing at a time. And
yeah. We should get a pad so we can make a note.
Well, you can start making notes if you want. There's
okay,
no
great.
Problem there. But my thinking was that the method of our doing this is that I've written down a whole bunch of ideas and topics for us to talk about, because I enjoy writing. And so I'll use these writings, these notes, as the basis for, you know, stimulating the conversation. And you know, it does have some kind of coherent sequence to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a thought as I'm going along, and, you know, you can certainly make a note and we can discuss it, I can stop at the end of each paragraph in terms of what I've read for us to talk about it, because
sure.
That's the way I've written it. It's
that's
kind of like a sequence of thoughts and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we do need to introduce ourselves and tell our personal story.
But I think people are less interested in that. At this point, they're more interested in
what
it
we're
is
up
we're
to.
Saying, because they want to see if they want to get listen to any more of this.
Mm-hmm. And our main goal is to contribute these ideas to the shared knowledge of humanity and help advance us to the next stage of evolution. It's increasingly clear that as a species, we have a lot to work on. We inhabit a planet that is complex, but nonetheless is a complex but nonetheless highly integrated living system. And what we do as a species can either sustain or damage that living system for generations to come. So, you know, that's the key thing, is for us to be able to get out down in some recorded form the essential ideas that we want to put forward as both individuals, as a couple, and as an organization, CRCS. So I don't know if there's anything you want to say about that. No? So if humanity is going to change, that means that we need to change, both individually and as collectivities of various kinds. Whether these are neighborhoods, communities, corporations, regions and nations, and global organizations, we need to begin to think differently about our global situation, to see it in terms that allow us to have an impact on the foundations of these human systems so as to foster their more rapid evolution. So that's what we're doing here. Thank you for managing that over there, because we're also cooking sausages while we're doing this so that Victoria has something to eat. You might want to turn it off if you think it's pretty much done. No, not quite.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not the cook, so
okay.
They do not look done. But
all right, if they don't look done, then
I would
don't
not
turn
know what
off.
They are supposed to look like.
So I don't know if you got that part, but it's really about what we can contribute to the process of human evolution.
Right.
Because everything is already changing, we're just interested in aiding and influencing the direction in a healthier and happier way. So let me say a little bit more about that. You know, we talk about social change as if we're really struggling against the status quo as something that's kind of fixed and immovable or changing very, very slowly. But the reality is, our society is changing very rapidly. The question is just, in what directions is it changing? And can we influence those directions? Because change is already happening at an enormous pace all around us. And so even though there are some institutions that are really challenging in terms of the way that they're organized. All of these things are in the process of disappearing. So really, the future is all about what is going to be appearing in place of what we have today, which we know is unsustainable. So does that make sense? That what we're up to is not about change in the sense of, you know, everything static, but rather change in the sense of transforming ourselves and transforming the world and shaping the direction of things to come, because things are already moving very quickly. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right. So that's really the kind of preamble or context to the podcast. And the next thing would be to take on episode number one, which we're calling The Beginning of Everything.
Why don't we just have and a separation?
I am going to stop and do that. I just wanted to suggest that maybe we could give a little bit of an overview of where we're going with this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
so
idea.
That, you know, people have a sense of whether they want to listen to all of the episodes in the podcast. And
or even jump to the end and then decide if they want to go and listen to the earlier ones.
Right. And so that's absolutely, I don't know how to get back this email system, but gosh,
oh.
I lost that now. But so the first episode is really called The Beginning of Everything, which partly has to do with the nature of the cosmos itself, but more importantly just has to do with the beginning of our desire to do this. Look, I already downloaded it. I don't need that. I need the email that it was attached to. There we go. And so if you can just scroll up a little bit on that. Okay. So that's the first episode. It's really another form of setting the context for this series. And because really, in some sense, context is all important. And we're going to discover that during the course of the conversation. The second episode is about creating a new economy. And we need to talk about why to start there. And that's because so much of what we are dealing with today that's problematic emerges out of the existing economy and the way that it's structured. I mean, it also is related to the existing politics of the you know, where we are in political history. But in some ways, the politics is less significant, I think, and I think, you know, most historians would agree, than the overall trends in history that are caused by the economic systems that we've adopted. So without going all the way to the direction of, you know, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in the 19th century, we can say that economics is pretty foundational to the way that we live our lives today. And that's something that needs to change if we're going to change the way that the world works and make it work better.
Or
so,
you might say economics as we know it today,
right,
is not going to be the way we manage the earth.
Right. So then episode three, after we've done that, is really directly addressing the issue of making the world work and what we understand by that and where this possibility comes from and how we see it and what things we think are worth working on to contribute toward that end.
Or we might call that chapter not making the world work, or a world that works for everyone.
Well, we could look at it that way,
I mean,
as well.
Just something, I mean, it's semantics,
right?
But it might, for some people, it's
right, and we should talk about all of those things as we go along, because after all this stuff gets created in language.
Yes.
And language is key to...
Absolutely.
So we want to have this speak to as many people as possible.
Sure.
And, you know, make it clear what this is contributing. Episode 4 I've called the global brain, global mind concept, because I think that we are evolving towards a better understanding of ourselves as a species and a better level of self-awareness of ourselves as a living system, part of Gaia, part of the Earth as a living system.
Like the ants as a species and how they have managed to coexist and where they have skirmishes among their various types of ants, which you might say is kind of like nationalities of global citizens that have skirmishes. And so how they manage themselves as a system versus how we are doing that. And mm-hmm. I think it's a huge contribution to step aside and see ourselves as a species dealing with species type issues and realize that this is endemic to species, but we don't have to do it the way we're doing it.
Yes.
Some species are more successful than others, and some do themselves in, and we don't want to be among those.
Right, exactly. Episode 5 is then on Earth system governance, which is a topic that really has emerged into greater interest and prominence lately. In academic literature and in global conversation, and one of the places where you really see that is in the fact that there, Delton, one of our colleagues, is presenting his paper on the global currencies for climate change to the 5th annual Earth Systems Governance Conference in Canberra, Australia, in the month of December 2015. So, there's been about 5 conferences on this topic, so there's a lot for us to catch up with in terms of what the thinking has been. But it's a recurring theme in our own conversations that the way in which we're managing the Earth is simply not...
As a species,
simply not working. We have these nation states which are designed to manage people and
to maximize their own value.
Right.
And their own benefits and their own everything.
This idea that you can carve up the surface of the planet into nations and each nation is
situated,
a sovereign.
Those are your resources,
right,
as opposed to the global resources.
Right. And you get to manage that part and keep everybody else out. In fact, you can literally kill them, shoot down their airplanes if they invade your space.
And you can hoard all the minerals and whatever that
exactly.
you have underground, and nobody can share them. And
correct.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which in any other way of looking at things would seem ludicrous.
Exactly.
And that crazy that these disparate groups with interests, similar interests but differing resources, wouldn't get together to share them for the best outcome. Even if it's, a commercial kind of exchange system, but, distributing value appropriately. It's kind of amazing that we haven't done that yet.
Right, right. So that would be episode 5. And then episode 6, I'm suggesting, would be our personal story.
Okay.
And
our last. Okay, sure. Absolutely.
And this is right now the initial concept for the series. Now, we may add more episodes in either after or in the middle or as part of this. But I think at some point people will be interested in our personal story if they're interested in any of these ideas, because it's hard to sometimes keep things in perspective unless you have a story to connect it with.
Absolutely. And it may be that we do a little bit of our story as we go along and where we get the right to say the things that we say. So
Agreed.
So that it's just not a guy in the diner kind of opinion, but here's how we came to that conclusion that is, valid.
Right. So We better explain that guy in the diner reference for anybody who hasn't done Est. I'm not even sure if they use it in the current versions of Landmark, and at one point I suggested we might want to do an entire episode on Landmark because it's such an important part of our own personal heritage, and I think such an important part of the capabilities of the 21st century to evolve and to transform. I think Werner really had an enormous impact, not just on the 2 to 3 million individuals who've been, who've gone through Landmark and Est, but indeed on the entire culture, because many of the things that are talked about in Landmark today are things that have become part of the overall conversation in society. So at some point we might want to do that, but after our personal story I just had as episode 7, conclusions and next steps, which may be premature, because if we want to do a podcast on Global 4C as an example, or on the eco-village and co-housing topics, or on the latest project, this discussion about how we can help people with elder choices, I think these are things that we should include in this before we get to some kind of concluding statement about the podcast, and maybe kind of wrap all this up and see if we can take the notes from this and essentially turn them into a book as another way of making this information and thinking accessible to people. So that's where I'm at in terms of the podcast series. Anything you want to say before we close up? This is about 22 minutes, so it's about the perfect length for the initial podcast.
Well, I just really acknowledge you for structuring this.
Oh,
because
thank
if
you
it was up to me, it would never happen. Thank you very much. And for leading it and for being so systematic in your looking at things, which is not at all my forte. We're a great couple, right?
We are, yes, because your divergent thinking is going to help us get through this entire process, and in a way that will truly contribute and begin to give people a sense of who you really are, as well as this podcast being able to give people a sense of who I am. And that's, again, part of the purpose, so that people understand why we're doing the things that we're doing, why we're doing, for example, a direct public offering, if we choose to do that, why we're carrying out some of the projects that we're carrying out, and why they should support us, which is very important, that we have them go to our website or websites, certainly the CRC Solutions site. What we may do is, as we have done in years past, put up an end of the year fundraiser and request for support. We'll see.
We haven't done that. Of course we should do that.
Well,
we need to do the DPO thing and get that going. But just to say the URLs, because people...
Right. So the website is crcsolutions.org, and that's the website for the overall Center for Regenerative Community Solutions. And then there is newjerseypace.org, which is all spelled out, New Jersey, PACE.org, which talks about the PACE program. And then there are a number of other websites that we'll be referencing as we go along. EcoVillageNJ.org, which talks about the, the EcoVillage model. And also global4c.org, which will talk about the global currency. So on that note, and on the ringing of the telephone, which we're not going to answer because it's another sales call, most likely.
I think it's the demise
from
of...
unavailable. We have a phone that does nothing but ring with calls that we don't answer. It's designed to frustrate, phone salespeople, who really shouldn't be calling anyway because the phone is on the do not call list.
Mm-hmm.
So we just keep that phone line specifically for those calls so they can't reach us any other way.
This is
So you
this
ready
is the
to
old
sign off?
System, yes.
Yeah, okay, exactly.